I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Back in August, we had a chance to visit the South Boise Women's Correctional Center south of Boise. We wanted to take a look at what life was like in a women's prison, and we heard about several very unique programs the prison offers these women. We also heard some very compelling stories about what brought the women behind bars.
Tier 1, main line, line up.
We started our visit inside a room filled with kids' toys. There's a program at the prison that lets pregnant inmates have their babies without handcuffs, but it's much more than that. We sat down with Kate Shelton, the health service administrator at the Correctional Center, Melissa Ward, who runs the Unique Families program at St. Luke's, and we talked to Chantel Mitchell, who had just had her third baby 2 weeks before while in prison. We started that conversation with Melissa Ward.
I was reading that, you know, it used to be before policy changes that when inmates came to give birth, it was not the most pleasant of experiences.
Correct. Prior to our partnership with the Department of Corrections in Corizon and building the obstetrical program, we functioned the same for women and men. It didn't matter where they were at. We just had, if you were incarcerated and you came into the hospital, you were shackled to the bed. And so now we were really able to learn from our community, and we are able to make sure that people like Chantel come into the hospital and they have a birth experience that is the same as any other woman giving birth. They aren't shackled to the bed. They can walk when they're laboring. They get a support person that gets to stay with them to support them.
And Chantel, what was that like for you? Because, I mean, just your reaction when Melissa was saying how it used to be.
I wouldn't be able to handle being shackled to a bed trying to give birth to a baby. It would be really hard. So not being shackled to the bed was a plus.
And what about having a support person there with you during this process? I was gonna say, because even though you've had three babies, every birth experience is different.
Yeah, it was good to have somebody there besides an officer.
So tell me why. Tell me what it was like.
To have the support person.
Yeah.
Just having family there with you when you're going through something special is better than not having nobody.
And then the baby got to stay with you, right, for while you were in the hospital?
Correct. Yep, 24 hours.
Tell me about that 24 hours.
It was amazing for the 24 hours, but really hard to leave, you know.
Walk me through what it used to be like.
So when a woman would come in, she would have an officer in the room, and she wouldn't be shackled during right at labor, but the moment she delivered, she'd be shackled. She'd be brought back up to the postpartum unit, which is where women go after they deliver, and she would be in a room that is locked, as Chantel experienced. That hasn't changed, but the baby would end up in the nursery, and a majority of the time, Child Protection Services would come and take the baby, because we didn't have a plan together for what to do with baby. Mom didn't get a breastfeed. Mom didn't get a lot of time holding baby. And there was not a lot of bonding time, a lot of time to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. And mom didn't get the experience of getting able to walk around the floor, so that after you give birth, you need to get up and move around and move those fluids. And, you know, it's hard to be shackled to the bed, especially as you can imagine with all of the medical things that are going on with that. And so we've been able to provide a very different experience nowadays.
And Kate, tell me about, you, from your end of it, how it works and what it's meant to have these changes.
So prior to us implementing these changes, we had, you know, one of the big things for us was the anxiety around, you know, they'd come in, they weren't given a whole lot of in-depth education because, you know, our healthcare here for the incarcerated population is kind of standard across the board, whether it's male or female. So there wasn't anything really geared towards women who are prenatal or, you know, for postnatal care. So we were getting a lot of, you know, not knowing, anxiety, as you can imagine. You know, here they're going to a hospital with a total stranger in the room with them, not knowing what's going to happen to baby. And so we were having a lot of ER runs, you know, emergency runs to the hospital, geared around that anxiety, false labor. And then afterwards, when they'd come back, the postpartum depression. So we were having a lot of depression. Those were two areas that we really felt that, you know, we could improve on was is geared around getting them the education, how we could support them around, you know, the big push around normalcy. Because, I mean, these are human beings. These are mothers. These are women, and we want them to get out and, you know, bond with baby and have a normal experience, just like we would anybody else. So for us, it's this, okay, what can we do to support them in this? And so the big thing was, is okay, classes. Most moms out in the community get prenatal education classes. They get Lamaze classes, teaching them how to, you know, birth and give birth, and then having someone in the room with them to help during that labor, which has also, you know, Melissa can talk about that, has also decreased our length of stay, and also the birth itself has been a much more pleasant experience, having someone in the room with them that they know, and being able to bond with baby, that skin-to-skin contact, because it's not just the mom we're worried about now, it's the baby, because these moms are going to get their babies back, and the hope is that they bond, that's also something else to help them with recidivism. Those are all key things for us, so that's when we decided, this is a really important part of that. And then that coming back as we watched our postpartum, it's almost zero now. We have very little postpartum depression when they come back. So
how long have you had this these new policies in place about?
Since 2015.
Yep.
So fairly new then. I mean,
yeah,
3 years.
New.
So you've seen that much of a shift.
Oh, yeah.
In that amount of time.
It was immediate.
Mm-hmm. And Chantel, you know, I know it was only 24 hours, but it had to have meant something to be able to just have that time with your newborn.
Of course. It's an amazing feeling when you have a baby.
Tell me about that time. What were you able to do?
Well, I didn't think of anything else about even coming back to the gel. It was just the bondage between mother and baby.
Did you have a little boy or a little girl?
Little girl.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Heaven Marie.
Oh. Were you able to breastfeed, anything like that?
Yes.
So tell me about just that time with her and the things that you were able to do in those 24 hours.
They did tell me that I'm not allowed to fall asleep with her in the bed, so I didn't sleep the whole 24 hours.
That's
I was
for
there.
Everybody.
That's for everybody, yeah.
Yeah, they came in to try to take her out of my arms. I was like, no, I'm awake. You know, so the whole 24 hours I didn't sleep. I just held her the whole time and fed her and changed her butt, getting that experience that mothers should have. You know.
Were you able to put a plan in place then about who got to take care of her once you came back here?
Yes. They have you do that before you give birth. They have you do the power of attorney paperwork, your support person, all of that before.
What was that like for you? Because, you know, when Melissa said in the past, I mean, you know, CPS shows up, right? And you don't even get time with your baby. So what was it like to know?
It took a lot of relief and stress away from me, just knowing that she wasn't going to go to CPS.
Have you been able to see her since you gave birth?
I prefer not to, because I don't want to have to say goodbye twice, you know? So I just, and we live so far away. So no, I've seen pictures, but not person.
What are you looking forward to?
I cannot wait.
So she's with family, and you're seeing pictures, and you're getting updates, and that wouldn't have happened before.
Right. That wouldn't. I don't know if I could live with myself knowing that, you know, somebody besides family has my child.
And how are you doing emotionally?
The first couple of days I was back, it was really hard, but now that I've started programming, it took a big weight off my shoulders too. The depression. And with pumping, I think still, because I'm pumping. So I think that takes a lot of depression away too, the postpartum part.
So what are you, is the milk being sent to baby?
No, they don't have that option yet. Hopefully they will for other mothers soon.
And Chantel, what was it like for you when you got that kind of care, right? Because I think sometimes when someone's incarcerated, sometimes all people see is the inmate. But there's... That's such a small part of who you are.
Being able to walk in without being handcuffed or being shackled to the bed, it was a plus. Like, because it's embarrassing walking in public, you know, with your hands shackled behind your back or, you know, so that was a plus.
And then what was it like with, you know, with the nurses and you know, and things like that? Because you weren't shackled to the bed. I mean, How were you treated? How did you feel?
The nurses and doctors were amazing. They treated you just like a normal person.
And sometimes you probably don't feel like you get to be treated like that.
You know, this it's not really that bad here. To me, it's like a daycare. Like, honestly, it's not that bad here. You just follow the rules, do what you're supposed to do, and it's you'll get through it.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you talking to us today, and the two of you as well.
You're welcome.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Chantel Mitchell, who had just had her third baby 2 weeks before while in prison. We also talked to Kate Shelton, the health service administrator at the Correctional Center, and Melissa Ward, who runs the Unique Families Program at St. Luke's. Up next, we talk to the warden of the South Boise Women's Correctional Center. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.